And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Jess on the line. G'day, Jess. How are you?
Good morning, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. And you're part of Protest Parade, which is going to be happening next Saturday, the 15th. And it's interesting because it's going to not only be a family event, bring your family, your friends and dogs, but you're going to do a tour of all these Labor Party offices, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, Annie. So I'm a community organiser with a group called Darabin for Palestine, and we're a group that started this kind of, we just kind of sprung up, I guess, around October, November, and we're just, you know, people from all over the community, all walks of life who've come together to organise in Darabin for Palestine. And we've done lots of things over the last couple of months to try and apply pressure to the Labor government, both Victorian Labor government and the federal Labor government, and nothing's worked. So we've planned a giant sort of protest slash rally slash parade starting at Nathan Lambert's office at 352 Bell Street. And, yeah, we're going to stop at Nathan Lambert's office, Jed Carney, our federal MP's office, and then Kat Theophanes' office, the member for Northcote, to, you know, get out there, let them know what we think. But, yeah, as you say, we've kind of planned this as a family-friendly event because we believe everybody in the community belongs, you know, in the resistance, and we believe children belong in the resistance as well.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the federal Labor have been, as far as I'm concerned, are being real sooks. They've decided that the best way to not deal with these issues of genocide and collaboration with genocidists is by turning on the people who are protesting against it.
Yeah, sooks is pretty much the right word, but that's kind of how I would describe the Labor Party just across the board. So we've seen all sorts of kind of articles, hit pieces coming out in the last sort of week or so, particularly they've turned up the dial, attacking protesters, attacking protest groups, having a sook, as you say, about a bit of paint or a few posters, you know, that have been put up on their office to sort of make a statement, which is really embarrassing to them, really, because paint and posters, as we know, will wash off, but the blood on their hands and the stain on their conscience certainly will not. So that's what I've got to say about that.
Yeah, right. It's interesting too because the electorates that you're following through, Nathan Lambert, Jed Carney, and following Kat Theophanes, their core group is they're covering areas that have a strong a group of people who have come from war-torn places in the Middle East. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, like, traditionally a lot of these people would have sort of put their trust and faith in Labor, and they've, you know, been totally stabbed in the back, I guess, for want of a better word. But I don't even think that's a strong enough sort of phrase to describe the way that the Labor Party has treated these people, not just the Palestinians, but I think, you know, anybody really from the Levant that's living in the diaspora, I think they've really been just utterly betrayed by the Labor Party.
Can you give us some idea about the effect that these protests have been happening? I mean, I know that one of the things which I just find absolutely outrageous is this idea of criminalising a slogan, "To the River, to the Sea." I mean, what is that?
Look, I think it's just a pathetic attempt, kind of grasping at straws to silence a movement that they obviously have got no control over. And I think, you know, sort of the old fuddy-duddies, the powers that be, who are continuing with this genocide despite the overwhelming backlash, both online and in the streets from, as I said, people of all walks of life, they've just got no idea what they've unleashed, and they don't actually know what to do about it. But, you know, I'm going to continue to say "From the River to the Sea" every morning when I wake up and multiple times a day, and I know a lot of people who feel the very same. So, you know, we're not intimidated by that.
The fact that in our thousands, in our millions, we are all Palestinians is a sustainable slogan. It's like the general population has got a dose of critical thinking that in actual fact, whatever's going on in Palestine can literally be done anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, you know, it's something that we were obviously able to put to the back of our minds previously. Any other time that, you know, the US and its allies decided that they wanted to go and just completely annihilate a country for their resources because we couldn't see it. we see it clear as day now, and we've also, you know, seen what, nearly 9 months of complete backlash the world over and sustained protests. And, you know, we've seen sit-ins like at Anthony Blinken's office in the US, I think, for maybe 200 days now. Like, people just putting their absolute lives on hold, their livelihood, friendships, everything on the line to stop this. And if anything, it's the onslaught has just been amplified. Yeah, and I think the realisation for a lot of people is that these people don't really care about anybody. You know, if it's standing in the way of money, resources, whatever, then, you know, your life doesn't matter.
Well, you know, later on in the year, there's going to be demonstrations outside a arms convention, which is just outrageous that they should think that, you know, it's business as usual. And
I'll be at those demonstrations. I'll be there loud and proud.
Yeah, loud and proud. And they like to relabel themselves as the protection industry as opposed to the warmongering industry.
Sure, protection and defence, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And can you give my listeners some understanding of how what they should be doing if they want to be part of the protest parade and what they can expect?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, I will speak for maybe myself and the kind of things I will be doing, because I don't think anybody should necessarily be telling people exactly what to do. But I would say if they haven't joined, you know, a local affinity group, like, for example, check, like, their local area. So I'm Darabin for Palestine, but there's groups in Hume, Whittlesea, Marybeck, et cetera. We're all over, so perhaps try and find out if there's a local group. If not, get a bunch of friends together and start one, I would say. But jump on social media, have a little look around as well and find some pages to follow, get in touch with people and, you know, get organised that way. I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen on the day, but I imagine it's going to be, you know, pretty big. I imagine there's going to be a lot of attention covering the event. And I'd say, you know what, just show up and see what happens.
Because it's at 11 o'clock and it's at Nathan Lambert's office, 352 Bell Street, and that's in Preston. But that
means...
That's
our protest parade, not the arms convention.
Oh, no, that's the arm... No, the arm convention. No, you're quite right. Sorry, I jumped around there a bit. I'm sorry,
I
misdirected you.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm being fast and loose. Tell me about the actual event of the parade, because the parade is really a lovely idea, because, one, Bell Street's really long, and it's got this great sort of festival feel about it because of all the types of people that actually live there and around there.
Well, that's right. So, look, we're going to start on Bell Street because that's where Nathan Lambert's office is. So it's number 325 Bell Street, and we're aiming to set off at about 11. So if people want to come, obviously get there a bit earlier, say hello, kind of congregate, wave your flag for the cars passing by on Bell Street. So, yeah, we'll get started there, have a few speeches, and then we will, head across Bell Street to Jed's office. So Jed Carney's office is just south of Bell Street on High Street, and we'll congregate there. We'll have some speeches. Obviously, it'll all be filmed, so, you know, Jed can watch it later on at whatever time she likes. And then from there, we're going to sort of head down as a procession down High Street, slowly take our time. A bunch of traders in the area have put posters up for us, which we're really grateful for, and that they're invited to come out and speak or just come out and have a wave and, you know, show the community that they support Palestine, because I'm sure that'll be very good for business. And, yeah, you know, we're going to continue. We're hoping to have some performers come along, perhaps some, like, people dressed up, all sorts of things. But I do want to kind of clarify, it's not a celebration per se, because obviously what we're seeing in Gaza is sort of beyond comprehension, but at the same time, you know, we need to continue to show up, and we need to continue to show both our community and our MPs that we're not going to get tired, we're not going to go away, and we're not going to stop protesting just because, you know, they ring the newspaper and ring somebody at The Age and have a little whinge about paint or posters on their office door.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.